who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go, I say, go away, boy. You bother me.
You always have a lot of notes over there. Hey, what is this? Who are we? Why is this? My name is Foghorn Leghorn, and with me as always,
Craft Brew Sally.
And we're here to talk about pinball. Because this is the Pinball Junk Drawer, Big Show 21.
Ooh.
Wow, our show can drink now, legally. Yeah,
soon we can rent a car.
Not, yeah. Another time. They're going to save that story for another time. That was the story when Craft Brew Sally got stuck at work.
Yeah.
Another
story for another time.
Yeah, probably show 24. Yeah. Anyway, well, you know, we got a full show going on.
We have a full show.
Ah, very fun, interesting stuff. Oh, wait a minute though. I just got handed a late breaking bulletin. Okay, see, that poorly acted thing is, we got a memo from Junk Drawer Corporate, and our numbers are down. And kidding. And they gave us a couple ideas about how to get our rating up and how to get more people listening. Now, one of them was to just talk a lot of drama about everything new, even though we haven't played it. So, fortuitous for us, there's been a rash of new games released in the past 28 minutes. So, this should give us the boost we need to really get into this chat here. So, first off, Foo Fighters by Stern.
Oh my God.
What'd you think of that?
It was awful. It was terrible.
Wow, terrible.
Awfully terrible.
And I, on the other hand, thought it was the greatest pinball machine that's ever been made in the history of the world.
Of course you did.
Ever. Go out and get two, everyone. It's incredible.
It's no Godfather.
Oh, Godfather. Yeah. Well, Godfather, I didn't get a chance to even look at this one, but it's obviously the worst pinball machine that's ever blighted this universe. The art's just terrible. The shots are stupid. Look at it. Ugly. What a dumb theme. Who's ever heard of the Godfather? What did you think of that pinball machine that you've never seen, played, or even looked at?
I thought it was glorious.
Just glorious?
It's, yes. Oh. Absolutely glorious.
It doesn't sound as good as my obvious Foo Fighters, which is, oh my God, get 10 of them now.
No.
Okay. What else came out this week?
Scooby-Doo, which is the worst thing that...
Well.
Yeah.
Worse? Worse than Foo Fighter? Worse than what Zoltan is doing to that shelf over there? Because nothing's really worse than that.
No.
She's caught in a rundown, knocking over some stuff and trying to walk. We have a lot of cats, folks, in it. Well, see, now I thought Scooby-Doo was just delightful. I thought everything about it was gorgeous and beautiful. And I thought the shots just flowed. It was such a flowy world under glass. Oh, my God. Now, that wasn't anything compared to...
Pulp Fiction.
Now, that is one...
That's a great theme.
It's one. Would you say it was one bad mother? Beep.
Yes.
Wow.
It is.
Yes. See, now I, on the other hand, just hate it. Oh my God, it's the worst thing I've ever seen. Oh my God.
Nothing that bad.
Oh my God. It was that worse than that one time that Hitler crashed the Hindenburg into the Titanic. Mm. Remember that one time he did that?
Yeah.
That's how bad. It's worse than that.
No.
Now, I haven't seen the game.
Galactic Tank Force is that bad.
I did see some blurry screen caps from somebody's phone because it's late breaking news. So that made me say that was the worst thing ever. Now, what was the other one that you said?
Galactic Tank Force.
Galactic Tank. I think we both can agree. That is the greatest thing in the history of mankind.
No, I just said it was awful.
Get 20. Go get 16 CEs now. And then talk about how awesome they are. Then sell them before you open them. Cash grab.
Yeah. Or just sell your spot in line.
For $2,500.
$3,500. That makes you money right there.
And it doesn't make you a pariah at all.
Hmm.
Okay. Now, obviously, we're all doing this because we like to make fun of everything and everybody. I specifically do. But I haven't seen, played, or done anything with any of these games. which is sad because we are, you know, all joking aside, this is kind of never happened before in pinball, where within like a couple weeks span, there's been six. A release from everyone ever. I think I released a pinball machine last week. Mm. I don't remember. I think
sold out.
I hated it. Oh, it was the worst thing I ever released.
They sold out in like a minute.
It was the worst pinball machine I ever released. But you know, and it's just everyone's kind of speculating like, oh, can the market bear this? Will this? I don't know. I mean, it's all speculation, of course.
It's just hard for me to even imagine just buying a pinball machine with never having played it.
I know. A lot of people do because they jump on it.
You kind of have to now if you want to get one new.
And I guess if you have a ton of disposable money, mm-hmm. or cash, then it's who cares,
right?
I mean, because at this point, you're not really going to lose any money. In fact, you're going to make a couple grand if you don't like it.
Yeah,
sometimes, not always. Right. People aren't, you know, some of the games aren't carrying that money over. I don't know. I'm interested to see what happens. You know, if this many makers do kind of hang around and start churning out games, you know, because what's Queen? We forgot to hate or love Queen from the Pinball Brothers.
I think I'm gonna love that one.
I'm gonna hate. No, I can't hate the Queen game. No. Brian May, we just discovered, was an astrophysicist and has been knighted. So,
right. I mean,
anyone that hates that hates space.
Yep.
If you hate Queen, you hate space.
Correct.
And Britain, I think, or England. No.
Yes. Don't know.
I'm a stupid American. Someplace that isn't the American map. Who cares, right? So it is a wild time. I know, because now we are hoping next week we have MGC, and we are going to we're hoping to get our hands on some of these new games. Pulp Fiction, we know, is out because Texas Pinball Festival, TPF, is going on now, and we saw pictures of people playing Pulp Fiction, which is a very retro '80s game, The Godfather from Jersey Jack, which they always, you know, and love them or hate them, like they always bring a good game to the market, you know, like it'll be gorgeous, it'll be, you know, whatever, it's gonna have a lot of great lights and sounds and stuff like that, so it's gonna be an immersive pinball machine.
And I actually did get my hands on a Scooby-Doo.
You did?
I did. Yeah. And
oh, that was at the event you're gonna talk about today. We have a lot going on today,
right?
You know, so
I want to fall in love with Scooby, like with anything that's spooky.
Yeah, I know.
But
you like them. You genuinely like the spooky gang.
Yeah.
Now you're didn't love it though.
I did not love it.
And you know what though? Sometimes you play something and it's the event, not the event, but like you don't have time to really like sink in and play it and goof around with it.
Because it was, you know, I played it like in the before time of the event that I was there for. And
right.
That's, you know, you get like 20 minutes or 30 minutes and you want to play all the games that you can get your hands on in that time.
Right.
And
I've heard a lot of people talk about that, like the Halloween or Ultraman games, where if you just walk up and play it, or Rick and Morty is another one, you might not like it, or it might be really difficult, but then if you have it in your house, like, you love
it. You
learn it and stuff like that. So it might be, maybe we'll get our hands on it again at this, at the MGC.
Yeah.
The problem is, last year we went to Expo, then we went to MGC, and my brain can't really sift them apart. Like,
I think that Expo was more pinball than...
Right.
Because I think MGC is more all-around gaming.
Stuff. It had that had the computer game set up that had it did have pinball there, though, right? I mean, it's not going to be a total, like, nothing. So.
Yes, but it also had that side-by-side racing game that was glorious.
Crap Roost Sally did so poorly, all I heard was cackling laughter. Like, never nonstop laughter. And I was like, well, we're buying these. I need to buy these. And then I was kind of like, if we have this, she's going to play it once or twice and not laugh as hard. And then she's going to get angry about, like, being so bad. It was
my God, it was so fun.
It's like you forgot that you actually can drive a car. Like,
yeah.
You forgot what the wheel
it's
was
like
even
for. It's like pole position. I cannot play pole position. I could never play it, and I still can't.
Well, you should. I have pole position for the 2600 over there. You should practice on that.
Yeah, and that'll be better than with a wheel.
All right. So we are excited. We are next show is going to be an MGC special, and we're going to talk about all our shenanigans there. But now for what we're really here to talk about, what you went to an event.
I did. I went to a flippin' boot camp with the ladies Flip Wisconsin, and the first like 45 minutes or an hour of the show or of the event, they went over two games, two machines, and showed us the rules and how to score points and
all the fun stuff.
Yeah. It was neat to like learn more about it instead of just walking up and flipping flippers.
Yeah. Well, yes, flipping flippers.
Flippers.
When flipping flippers flip.
So we learned Attack from Mars and Theater of Magic.
See, Attack from Mars is a really fun game.
I really like that game a lot.
And yet, that's one of those games I've always said a complete like novice can walk up and they feel like they're doing stuff because there's always action and there's lots of points. Mm-hmm. And you walk in going, wow, I got 13 million. That's a lot. And then somebody does that within 10 seconds, they have 150 million. Yeah. You're like, okay.
Oh,
I didn't. But you feel good.
Yeah.
So then you learned, and what was that about?
So when we were playing Theater of Magic, we learned the magic trick, I guess, to get a lot of points on it. Where you have to hit the little box, and the little box moves, and
starts multi-balls.
And
that's cool. I don't have any time on Theater Magic. And I know, and they also, like, this is Rachel from the tribe, right?
Rachel and Cassidy, who was really highly ranked in the world standings.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. So you're learning from two of the best. So they also, like, did they talk about, like, some of the tricks that they do before a tournament? Like,
yeah, I've watched Rachel. And because I was there for the IFPA, and she like walks up to a machine when she's first starting it and like jostles it around to see where the tilt is, because she moves the machine around a lot.
Yeah, and I think a lot of really high up players do that. Like they learn how much they can manipulate a machine to keep the ball in play, kind of stuff. You know. Which is something I don't know. I know how to do it, but I don't do it very much.
No, I don't at all. I did the other day when my ball got stuck on our machine and I just hit the one corner and it was magic and it came back into play. I was like,
I do move the machines around for Nelly, because you have to.
Yeah.
If you want to have more than like 180 points, you have to move that machine around. That machine is brutal.
It is.
I love it. I play it all the time. I play it a couple times a day.
Yeah.
But it is just wow. You know.
And now we've discovered that it needs to be at a certain degree.
I read the sticker. There's a bright yellow sticker, and I read it because I recreated the stickers. I was like, huh. If I would have just read that instead of 5 degrees, I should have put it at 4 degrees. So it's a little kinder.
It is.
It's still not so kind.
No, not at all.
But and fun.
One day we'll maybe flip it.
Flip that machine, yes. Yeah. So what else? After that you competed, right?
Yes. And I was like,
meh.
Not the bottom, but not the bottom. Well, I think there was like 5 or 6 players under me, so
All right.
Maybe like 13, 14-ish.
Yeah, well, but you're not a competitive player, so.
No.
I mean, you enjoy it, but you don't.
I do.
I don't think you really, you know.
Yeah.
You know, come home and like obsess over playing, winning, you know, winning. Yeah, and that's the thing. I've competed, and I actually did okay once or twice, and I always feel like I might be able to do okay in a setting like that, but I also just kind of don't. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, I look forward to it a lot, and then it's like, you get there, and you're kind of like,
Usually I go, three house balls in a row. It looks like I don't even know how to play pinball. Yeah. That's weird.
My problem is the side drains.
That's everyone's problem.
No, it's awful for me.
It's
like there's a magnet in the side drains when I play.
That is actually what happened.
Oh,
all the people that make pinball are like, well, which one is Kraft or Sally gonna play? And they're like, oh, huh. just put in that one. She likes that one. And then they put a gigantic magnet down the side.
Huh.
Yeah, weird, huh?
Those bastards.
Yes, those bastards indeed. So you did have a fun time?
I did. Good. I always have a fun time when I go to these.
Yeah. I need to like start kind of tracking that and then printing out the flyers because I have... Like, I work at a place in New London, Wisconsin. New London, Wisconsin. And there's a place for, like, bulletin boards. So, like, especially something like this where it's, like, the learn and play.
Yeah.
That would probably go over really well, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of the people, like, they're, like, play darts and they're dart leagues. And they're so it's not like it's a foreign concept, you know? So it might really go over big. I'll have to try and watch and then print it out.
Yeah.
To add to the stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What else do we do? This week we bought Pinball, the man who saved the game. Is that the name of it? It's hold on. It's not the exact name.
The man who saved the game, I think, is correct.
All right, cool. Pinball, the man who saved the game. Now, that was the Roger Sharp story. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know how this is going to go. I was interested because I know the story because from the different books I've read. But I was very interested in it. And then it was one of those things where it's on all the streaming services. And it's like, rent it for $6.99 or buy it for $12.99. Well, I just bought it because I'm like, whatever. And I did really love it. What did you think of it?
I liked it too. It was interesting to see how it got to where he was playing in front of.
Yeah. And how he was reluctant to do it. Yeah. You know? I didn't know that part. It was pretty interesting. And
then they kind of made it a romantic movie.
Yeah, and I did like that they used that framing device of like that time in his life. So it wasn't just talking about this event, talking about this stuff. He talked about where he was in life, how he got to where he was, how he was, you know, trying his best to make it in business. And then with his wife and, you know, girlfriend and stuff like that. So it was really cool.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like they took a lot of liberties either as far as, like, you know, wacky stuff that they do for movies. You know? I'm sure there's some in there, some embellishment, but nothing too outrageous.
Well, I think he was pretty involved in the story, so it didn't seem like he would let it get out of control.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm glad we bought it. I wish, if it comes out as a physical media, I'm definitely going to buy it.
I don't trust. Because you are the king of...
I'm the king of physical media. I don't trust digital sources because digital goes away. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. So if you haven't seen it yet, I would definitely recommend it to anybody who likes pinball. You learn about it. Like, just like that John Chad's Illustrated History of Pinball, which talked about that and you learned a lot about that whole event too. What the key takeaway is to hate LaGuardia. I mean, obviously he was on the wrong side of history and everyone should shun him and they should rename it the Roger Sharp Airport. That's what I think.
Yes.
I don't.
You are correct.
What a bastard.
Yes.
And what else do we got going on today? Oh, you know what? We were talking about we're going to do a new feature on this show.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. What is it? What are we going to do?
Maybe we should call it the You Are Correct segment.
You are correct with Craft Brew Sally, a retrospective of beer and beer-related endeavors. No, that's too long. Just how about beer time with Craft Brew Sally? It's beer time with Craft Brew Sally.
Oh, yes, if you sing that every time, then that's it.
Hey, Destructo. Because don't worry, Destructo the cat is also here to make sure we stay on task with this show. No shenanigans.
So we're going to have a beer segment with Craft Brew Sally.
We're going to have a better name.
If you have a suggestion, send us an email.
If you have a suggestion, write it on a piece of tissue paper and attach it to a dove and release the dove into the wild. It'll get to us. I promise. It's the same. It's about the same chance as an email getting to us.
Yeah.
Although I did enter our show on the This Week in Pinball maintains a pinball media database. So now the pinball junk drawer with Foghorn Leghorn and Craft Brew Sally is officially on that register. And if you would go and give us a rating, that'd be great. I sent it to the tribe and I sent it to some friends. Nobody put a rating on there. I was like, well, thanks, everyone. Glad glad we're making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really making a difference. So anyway, sorry to interrupt. So now, Craft Brew Corner with Craft Brew Sally. No. Let me percolate on this, and you do your shtick.
Okay.
I'm percolating, everyone. I'm percolating.
So this week, I got more of my Secret Santa from the Pinside Secret Santa.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Oh, I wish I would have got him instead of you. Go ahead.
So I get beer every 3 months for the entire year. So my new box came, and this time I received beers from two different breweries. One we've been to, one we've not.
This house is rattling apart. These cats have descended upon the studio here, and just shit's falling everywhere. It's mayhem. I'm so jumpy. Oh my God. All right, go ahead.
So I got two beers from High Wire Brewing, which is in Asheville, North Carolina, and two beers from Titletown Brewing, which is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Woo!
Woo, go Packers! Packers. Farm! Woo! Rogers! Oh, wait. Love! Woo! Whomever! Mm-hmm. Woo! So did we go to High Wire when we were in Asheville?
We did not.
Okay. That's good.
Which is a surprise, because we went to like 100 breweries when we were in Asheville.
I have no recollection of that.
I don't really either. I know I wrote them in my beer journal, so.
So they happened, yeah. Apparently. I don't remember a lot of the trips to Helen, Georgia either, but yeah. That's okay.
Well, you don't ride your bike on the sidewalks there.
That's what I've heard.
So, the two from High Wire are Bed of Nails Brown Ale and High Wire Lager.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you had them yet? Have you tried these yet?
I have, and they were both good.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that either of them were my favorite.
Well, I mean,
you know.
When you have 1,700 craft brews under your belt, how do you pick one favorite, really? I mean,
it's easy.
Okay.
Berry-wise.
Okay, there you go. Anyway, so then what else did you get?
And then from Titletown, we got Johnny Red Irish Red Ale and Dark Helmet Schwartz beer.
That's awesome.
I haven't had those recently.
Oh, okay.
I know I had those when we went to Titletown Brewing many a moons ago.
Yeah. So Titletown, you like that brewery?
Yes. Titletown was the brewery that has the other pinball machines in it.
Right. Yeah. That's the one where we finally played Hot Wheels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, and that one, because you like Hinterlander a lot.
Hinterland.
Mm-hmm. Yes, up in Green Bay.
Yes, I do.
That's your favorite up there, you think?
Yes, I...
Okay, and Titletown's good?
Yes. I like Hinterland because they have avocado tacos.
Okay. Well, get on point, Titletown. If you cinch up your avocado taco game, maybe Craft Brew Sally will highlight you every week.
No, but Hinterland has really good beer.
Cool, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they both. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. You kind of are hoping to get this dude again next year for Secret Santa, aren't you? If you do.
Or somebody that's going to get me beer every 3 months for a year.
I think one guy on that Secret Santa is that generous, and yeah. You lucked out and got him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very good. So each show we're going to do kind of feature either a craft brew or maybe a craft brewery.
Correct.
Because we've been to some wild ones. You know, yeah. We were kind of talking about that a little bit off air, and we're like, you know, we've seen some really cool ones, and we've seen some that you just forget because they're all the same.
Yeah.
Some are like all the same crap, and you're like, okay, whatever.
But some of them are because we were on a trip and we just happened to find it along the highway. Or.
Yeah. Very cool. Yes. So look forward to some craft brew with Craft Brew Sally here on Craft Brew Corner. No, I don't like that one. The triple C. That'd be like the, what's that guy, that donkey sauce guy? You know, triple D. Well, we'll be like, oh, yeah, we're on triple C. Craft Brew, with Craft Brew Sally, Craft Brew Corner.
No.
Craft in the, no.
Wrong.
Okay, wrong.
Donkey sauce. Wrong.
Yeah, donkey sauce, everyone. Fiery donkey sauce.
We will have a name.
Maybe.
Next.
We're week. Also, believe it or not, we're also going to start getting some of our stuff. I'm going to make a couple designs and have, we'll have some swag there on pinball swag. So if you actually do listen to the show and like it, you'll be able to support or, you know, sport a shirt or jersey or mug or something.
Get some stickers.
Yes.
Because stickers are awesome.
I love stickers. So I'll buy 100 stickers.
I will like, too.
So, you know, I say that, but I'm pretty slow on the go with some of this stuff. All right. So we reviewed some games. We're looking forward to next week. Mm-hmm. We're going away for the long weekend. We're there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to be down at MGC. And we're going to go visit the Bronze Fonz.
Yes.
I know. That's
probably
awesome.
Go to a brewery. Yes.
I am hopeful. I got a couple games I'm hoping to be able to score there. We'll see. Not pinball games. No, these are like retro video games because there's a lot of that there too. And we shall see. I guess that's going to do it for us. You done anything else?
Nope.
All done? Okay. My name is Foghorn Leghorn. And with me as always,
Craft Brew Salad.
And we hope to see you next week for Big Show 22. Thanks for listening, one and all.
That's all, folks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.